you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show, everybody.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Take your shoes off. Take your pants. Mm-hmm. Don't take your pants off.
Don't take, take your pants off.
Well, they
if you want to.
If you're at home and you're in the privacy of your own place, I think it's fine to take your pants off if you
That's
want.
True. But if you are in traffic, if you're in traffic or if you're on the train, don't take your pants off.
Right. That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
This is an episode all about control and appropriateness.
Exactly. Don't take your pants off. Unless you're Schmidt in this episode.
Or a streaker, you know, if you're one of those flashers.
Or a streaker.
If you're a streetcar flasher, then fine.
Then do your thing. That's your thing.
Forget it. We're not telling you what to do.
No.
You're in charge of your bodies.
Episode 116, Control. It was supposed to be so simple. All Jess wanted to do was bring a hutch into her shared living space. What's wrong with that? How was she to know it would upset the delicate balance of the entire loft? Meanwhile, Schmidt feels out of control in his relationship with Cece, who is basically using Schmidt as a booty call at this point. Damn, Cece. Damn. Now, used to calling the shots, Schmidt, he can't take any more uncertainties. And here's what he does. You guessed it. He smashes Jess's hutch. That is absolutely ridiculous. But Jessica Day won't be so easily put out. She takes Schmidt to Venice Beach to get him to loosen up a bit. Because if you've been to Venice Beach, they loose down there, yo. They real loose. While there, Schmidt lets his freak flag fly. Back at home, things fall apart. Since Schmidt is the one who cooks, he's the one who cleans, he's the one who does all the grocery shopping. Jess, Winston, and Nick, they're left to fend for themselves. The place looks ridiculous, y'all. Looked like a hurricane went off in their kitchen. It turns out you can't make Schmidt better by trying to change him. This is the best he gets. In the end, Schmidt goes back to his original controlling self as a roommate, but he learns to let Cece control the pace of their budding relationship. Now back to our show.
Guys, hi.
Hey, hi. What's up? I dig this episode. I really did enjoy.
Finkelabear wrote this episode.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
It's very funny.
And directed by the
amazing Jesse Peretz.
Peretz.
Shout out to Jesse Peretz.
Jesse
Peretz.
You're
like old school friends with him, right?
Zoe? Yeah. I met Jesse when I did a video for Jimmy Fallon's, had a comedy album, and I was in the video for his comedy album. He had a song called Idiot Boyfriend, and I was in this video, and Jesse directed it. And it was like a spoof of a bunch of kind of 70s and 80s videos. And it was really fun. And I met Jesse and I met Georgie, who was our makeup artist on New Girl. I met her on that. And I met Jesse, as I've said three times now. And
did you meet Jesse?
Anyway, I met Jesse and he became my friend, and his lovely wife became my friend, Sarah. And then when we were doing New Girl, I asked him to direct some episodes, because he also directed some movies that I absolutely love. I did a movie with him as well. I did a movie called Our Idiot Brother. Mm-hmm. But he did. Have you guys seen the movie that Jesse directed called The Chateau?
No.
No.
Oh my God. Run, Don't Walk. It's so funny. It's about Paul Rudd and Romney Malco play brothers who inherit a chateau in France, and they go to like claim the chateau, and they meet all these like crazy characters, but it's mostly improvised. Such a funny, funny movie. Everybody watch it. It's so good. Okay.
Chateau.
The Chateau. It's great.
This episode.
Moving on to this episode, because that's what everybody's, I guess, listening for.
You know, I want to, this episode was, I want to say, and maybe we could talk about it a little bit later, but I want to say this was the episode that Max Greenfield got nominated for an Emmy for, or submitted? Or how does that work?
No, this is the great switcheroo of the Emmys.
We both got nominated, and we each got to submit an episode that would be like the example of our finest acting on the show, and his episode got submitted for me, and my episode got submitted for him, and there was like some committee, and then they were like, we swear, so they told us there was this mix-up, and then they were like, but they resent them, and everybody swears they watched the new episode, and I was like, forget about it. It's over. It's over. Neither one of us won. And we'll never know if it was the episode mix-up or just our not being as good as the other the person who won. But yes, this was his episode that he wanted to submit. Right. And he is fantastic in this episode.
Yeah, it's a good performance piece for him, because he gets to be all kinds of things. And
real transformation happens.
100%. Because if you know Schmidt, you get to see the opposite side of Schmidt. And the folks in the loft talk about it when Jess is trying to change him. And that's a big no-no in this loft, apparently. You don't want to know the origin of Schmidt. And then we flash back into the origin of Schmidt.
Yeah, Winston and Nick know darn well that you can't try to change Schmidt, because bad things happen. But Jess, she wants to try.
Right.
I love what he says, though, Nick, Winston says he just gets worse. Like, there's no improving. This is the best it's going to be, so don't mess with it.
Yeah, because at least it cleans up.
That's right. It'll take a turn to a bad place.
What I liked about this, just visually, you see the flashback of, was this the first time we saw a flashback of Nick, Winston, and Schmidt? Was this at the same time? Because I remember
feels
this,
like it.
I feel like it was. I had these Kawhi Leonard braids for all the basketball fans out there. So technically, technically Kawhi Leonard, being younger than me, stole my hairstyle from this episode.
That's a fact.
How dare he? That's a fact. You know, he was very influenced by
100%
by Winston's early.
Has he given you a thank you?
No. No.
Is he paying royalties?
He is a New Girl fan.
So this is the first time we see these braids in the episode?
Yeah, it's the first time we see these braids. It's the first time we see the soul patch, I think, on Nick Miller. And I don't think this is not the first time we've seen Big Schmidt. It's not.
Yeah, I think there was definitely, I'm pretty sure there's a flashback in a previous episode with Nick and Schmidt.
I forgot that he vomited in that flashback. And there's something when I see
vomited
someone
lettuce
throw up makes me,
I can't.
So queasy.
Me too. Yeah.
I do not like it. And I forgot that it happened. And so I was like watching. And then I was just like, oh, no. I would have definitely looked away if I'd remembered that.
Folks, for Hannah's birthday, folks, DM her all the vomit photos.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Morris.
But her birthday's in August. Okay.
That's right.
We also see the apartment empty. Don't pass out.
That's true. We see the apartment empty, and I feel like the only other time we see that is in
the finale.
Series finale.
Yeah, we see the apartment
empty. An empty apartment. See how big that place is? That rent must have been high, bro.
Extremely high. And it's weird seeing it on TV like that, just because I don't know why it is. Even during like set changes, sometimes you'll come in and you'll see it empty. But seeing it on television like that, especially now, going back to rewatch it, is very. I don't know. It moved me in a very strange way.
I will say this episode is like the true roommate episode, which is the truth of living with a roommate is the balance. What kind of chores does everybody take on? With everyone's strengths? What do you just have to live with? Mm-hmm. And we really hadn't explored that in the show. Up to this point, and that's why I love this episode so much, is you kind of just go like, we accept all this craziness because he does all the cooking and all the cleaning, and he kind of keeps the house together. And you see that balance. Yeah.
And you see it.
And also Schmidt does so many despicable things, like so many despicable things from episode one, but you realize that they all accept him in spite of those things. And it's kind of part of this, you know, that all of these characters have their flaws. I think Schmidt probably has maybe the most. He does so many things that are kind of, you know, truly unacceptable. But they all love him in spite of those things.
The one thing I like about TV is when they're trying to show or showcase how dirty an apartment is or disgusting a place is, they really go for it. I mean, it must have been a day, and all of a sudden there were, I'm talking pizza boxes, a million dishes. I said, how did we do that in one day? How did we become this sloppy without Schmidt for a day? Which I thought was very, very
interesting. I don't know, like four grown adults and like three meals a day plus like snacks. Plus, I mean, you could do some real damage if you are not, you know, clean people.
That was extreme. Dallas, if you're listening.
It is extreme. Dallas. Dallas, Michael Whetstone, on our props team, who is now a film director.
Yes, he's
What's
a great
up,
film
Dallas?
Director.
Yes, he's awesome. Dallas. We love him.
We also learned about like Schmidt's anger issues, like the way he destroys that hutch.
Yeah.
Also, cinema magic, how perfectly it was put back together.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. That thing was smashed to smithereens. He's good at cleaning. He's very good at cleaning. He has to control everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like I remember you, Zoe, talking a lot about that day or two of shooting in Venice.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not fun.
Well, you know, you're dealing with a lot of elements, variables, if you will, in Venice, and a lot of like various types of people that are all congregated together, you know, in one place, you know, lot of Venice people that
a lot of things that are out of your control.
Control, exactly. Exactly. We were dealing with our own control issues because that's the thing. I mean, Venice Beach is amazing, and I grew up here in Los Angeles, so you know, it's a place that I remember always going as a kid, and it can be really fun, but it's also like shooting there is tough because you have, you know, a lot of people who don't care that, you know, you're trying to get your work day done, and you know, they'll just do their thing. Yeah.
Can I say it's also like a highly disproportionate number of people on rollerblades, which, yes, you know, you're zooming in and out of shots. Hard to catch someone
on
the blades.
There's lots of people. Well, here's the thing. I'm just going to say it. A lot of people on various substances.
Right.
Yeah.
Drugs on blades.
Yeah, exactly. And you mix rollerblades with substances, and things happen, you know?
Be careful, folks, when you're walking down. If you're a tourist and you're coming to Venice Beach, be careful. You might step on a needle. They're everywhere. I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen it before. Shoot up Central. It is.
It's definitely
crazy.
There's a lot going on.
It's hard to work there. And actually,
I'm trying to be diplomatic, but yeah, it's hard to work there.
Crackhead. It's okay. Say it. Crackhead.
I don't want to, like, you know, make assumptions about people, but I feel like there were substances involved.
Yeah, it's not an assumption. I saw a guy on Venice Beach once. I said, "Hey, man, you look high." He said, "Yeah, it's crack." I said, "Okay." He got straight to the point.
He got straight to the point. So yeah, that's kind of what we were dealing with in our shoot days.
A little art imitating life, imitating art, imitating
life.
But
we did get to eat ice cream, and I have a very fun picture of Max and me eating ice cream on Venice Beach. It's a picture of me. I'm wearing like heart sunglasses. It's just like a picture where I'm like, oh, that was fun. And you know, I didn't get that many episodes like with just me and Max, and we were like working together a lot, and so it was really, you know, it was fun to have those episodes, you know, where you kind of have a concentrated time with a person. So it was really fun to get to work with Max on this one.
I feel like that's what people sometimes don't realize, is that means that just you and Max those days were actually spending an entire day down at Venice Beach together. So you're kind of, you know, just like in the show, in those moments in real life, you're really, you know, growing and learning your friendship.
Yeah.
Speaking of
our friendship, navigating our, you know, interesting day.
Yeah.
Days. Right.
Speaking of strange Los Angeles shooting locations, MacArthur Park.
Another place where some substances were probably being.
Is that the
consumed?
Bench where you and Jake are on talking about how much money?
Yeah, we're having a little conversation about how much money he owes me. And every once in a while, you might see somebody, you know, they'll step into the shot and they don't care. They don't care. I wonder if there's footage of it where you would just see a person just randomly roam and, you know, in their own little zone while we're trying to film the scene. They just step on in. Because if you're not familiar with sets, we have security that kind of surrounds the perimeter, but that's a public park. So you can't really... Mm-hmm. Lock it all the way down completely. And you got folks who, like you said, don't give a damn. They do not care.
Most people are following a certain rule book, but then these were people who were following their own rule book.
It's a funny story. In Atlanta, there are times when you film and on certain streets, what happens is that people know that you need to get those shots. And so they'll pretend to be out of their minds. They'll pretend to be a little wacky and they'll start screaming. And then the security has to come and pay them, or production has to come and pay them to leave. And they know this, so they all do it.
Yeah, well, so. I was filming in Atlanta, and in the middle of the night, we would have these, we were filming in this park for like weeks. And in the middle of the night, there would be like a caravan of, I don't know what you'd call them, like jalopies or something, like with lights on them, and they would play really, really, really loud music. And I'm like, who's in this caravan? I'm like, who's
trying
going
to get paid?
All right, so I'll meet you guys at 2:55 and there's a filming location like right down the street, and we're gonna ruin their shot.
Oh my god!
With our light up cars.
Oh yeah, That's what you got to deal with. That's what you're up against when you shoot outside. I love shooting outside, especially in warm weather, because it's just, I don't know, just you can breathe. But at I mean, there are planes you got to deal with, sirens, people. It's not as easy as it may seem.
Yeah, the elements, and if you've ever shot in New York City, that's a whole other thing too.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun though. It's what we like. We enjoy it.
Oh yeah. Also in this episode, we talked about this in the previous episode, where sometimes it's hard to, you know, when you're dealing with a person's performance style, it's hard to stay in character because you laugh too much. This is a slap fighting scene.
Oh my, in the supermarket.
Oh, that was a good slap fight.
It looked like some real hits got in there, though. I watched it and I was like, wait, hold up. Wait, did you just really get slapped?
Jake doesn't, I feel like he was trying to prove something in this episode in particular, because I slap him and everybody knows I have a gentle touch. And, you know, I slap him and then Jake has the heaviest hands you have ever felt in your entire life. He just kept going for it and it hurt, but all I could do was laugh because he wouldn't pull his punches. And I was like, Jesus, man, this hurts. And I started to get a headache during that time. We kept doing take after take after take after take. And I want to say I didn't have a blow up moment, but I definitely out loud at some point said, I think we got it. I think we got it. My head is killing me. And he's got the heaviest knuckles you've ever felt in your life. Thick palm Jake Johnson is what we call him.
Well, he used to move furniture. Like, Jake used to move furniture as a job.
He still
does. So, I mean, he probably still does. he's like on a break from Minx, and he's like showing up to move you out of your house. he plays for real.
It made me think of like the boob fight, slap fight that you and I do later in the season.
Yeah.
But that was different.
Except we were very padded bras.
Yeah. That's right. We were
padded.
They were
like, here's your bra. And I was like, this is the most
robust. It was all in the face.
Yeah.
We were doing the face kind of acting.
The
and then
face
the slaps.
And the Foley. Yeah. They had like, they
that's
were
right.
doing the best post work with the sound to make them the most hilarious slap sounds.
But we were very considerate slappers. But when I watched that fight, when I rewatched this episode, I literally,
I like
my
Jake
body
is-
curled up in a ball, because I'm like, nah, this is actually getting not fun. I can see this is getting a little
Jake,
too real.
Jake was hitting you for real.
He was.
Your head. Your precious head.
Well, because here's the thing. Everybody knows that when you when you're engaged in a slap fight, out of respect for your opponent, you put a hand to cheek. And Jake, I'm sure if you can slow it down, his hand was like by my eye.
He was hitting the top
it got
of your
high.
Head.
Yeah. That's the thing. You got head. You got the bottom. I watched it. It wasn't just like little things on the cheek. Like, you were really getting your face mangled.
I don't. Till this day, I get headaches, and I don't know if that's
brain damage. I think you need to maybe sue Jake.
I want to be super rich.
Gets launched right
super,
here.
Super rich.
Yeah. That's right.
So your storyline in this is that in a poker fight, he puts like all his chips in.
Right.
And poker fight. Did I just poker fight?
You said a poker fight, which happens from time to time. I mean, high stakes poker.
A poker game. What is wrong with my brain? You're in a poker game. He's drunk. He puts all his chips in. And then he loses $487 or something
like
that?
Yes, $487.
That's what his belly said.
Mm-hmm. I think I wrote that on his belly as well.
Did you really?
I do believe I did.
I thought, I was like, I wonder who wrote it, because it's very, very clear, beautiful penmanship.
Well, I will say this.
Yeah,
if
it's
you
good
ever get
penmanship.
A chance to, if you ever get a chance to write on Jake Johnson's body, do it.
Uh-huh.
It is a smooth canvas. if you're out there, folks, and you're listening, if you see Jake Johnson on the street, just go and write on his body.
Yeah,
it's gonna go over.
And
then you can find yourself in a slap fight.
I think we should take a break. I think
let's
we should
take a
break. And
so many lawsuits
are
gonna come from this.
Guys, all go right on Jake Johnson's body and come back and tell us how you felt when you did it.
That's right.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to our show.
And we're back. We hope you had fun writing on Jake Johnson's body.
Yeah, I'm sure he has as much fun as he did.
Exactly, because I'm still thinking about it.
Okay. Now, your penmanship, Lamorne, did you go to convent school? Like, how'd you get that beautiful penmanship?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I say I think I wrote that. Because in all actuality, I have dog shit handwriting. It's really bad. It is really, really bad. That's why some folks, I'm known out there as a doctor, Dr. Lamorne. That's what people call me on
Dr.
the street.
Dr. Lamorne. Is that true?
Yeah. I'm known as Dr. Lamorne. That's like a thing. It's common. Everybody knows it. It's all over my Twitter.
Maybe it's because your hands are too damn gentle.
I have a gentle touch. Everybody knows that too. But I have the worst handwriting, much like a doctor would.
It's because your hands are too gentle.
I'm trying to make the marker or the Sharpie or whatever utensil I'm using feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here, can we just set the scene, though? Okay, because if you wrote on his belly, that means you would probably have to, I don't know, down on your knees, right? Get eye level to write.
All right.
And you're going to have to hold
this is getting weird.
His back.
Where are you going with
to,
this?
Like, write clearly on his belly. I'm
or
just
somebody
to
else could hold his back.
Hannah. Someone else could get behind to hold him stable.
Hannah,
or he could lean against the wall.
Hannah, I'm not sure where you're going with this. Okay.
I'm just trying
you
to
just said
I'm just
I got
trying
on
to
my knees.
We're
to,
treading.
Hannah,
this is an innocent conversation.
Hannah,
I'm just trying to figure out how you wrote on his belly.
Hannah, like I can
you
tell you exactly how I did it.
And
Hannah, instead of getting
looking
perverted,
him dead in his eye.
Hannah, enough. Okay, instead of getting perverted with this, I'm going to tell you exactly how it happened.
Where'd your mind go? I'm just talking about how you wrote on this man's belly.
Yeah, you said I had to kneel down, okay? We know what that means.
How else are you going to write it?
The way it happened.
You
want
to be on a ladder?
That's what happened. I laid him down.
You could have laid down on a bed. You laid him down.
I laid Jake Johnson down on a bed. It was a silk, silk sheets.
With gently. Your gentle hands.
That's right.
I kindly removed his shirt one button at a time.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
I brought out my favorite Sharpie. Uh-huh. And Jake was a little nervous, so I had to make him feel comfortable. Uh-huh. So I put on some Luther Vandross. I lit some candles. Go. Okay. Gave him a little wine. You know what I mean? And then, you know, then I wrote on his belly like any normal person would do. What's
it's,
up
a
with you?
Professionals it's a job. Professionals doing
and
their
job. And you did
job.
A great job.
Thank you.
And then your pen mission job. Was actually great because you were focused yeah. and relaxed. You were and focused. So was he.
That's it.
Well, I'm glad we solved focused. That mystery, yeah. guys.
And we rehearsed that scene numerous times
solved.
Before, too.
It was great. Yeah. Now we all know that's a great behind the scenes story. I'm glad everybody knows now.
Fully accurate yeah. and factual. We're here to bring you the truth, you guys. mm-hmm. Untold stories mm-hmm. of New Girl. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I love how you do this intervention moment on the park bench, though, because if somebody owes me money, I don't know how I can't ask for it. It makes me super uncomfortable.
Has I that ever, what do you do in that moment? What do you, if
I
someone
don't
owes
do anything.
Money,
it's terrible. So borrow Hannah, money from me, I guess.
Hannah, can I borrow 10 grand?
Yeah. I don't like, it's just terrible to ask someone for money because if you borrow it, it should be on you to return it. That's the right way to do it. So the fact that you know, Winston's been backed into this corner now where he's like had to write a yeah. letter to have this big intervention.
That is an uncomfortable thing.
I have
oh
a question.
Gosh.
Are you guys like, do you guys need a lot of control over things? How neat and fastidious are you? Or like how much control do you need?
I
personally,
there's not a lot that bothers me, right? So if
you're very easygoing,
but yeah. it can't like for example, the apartment loft, my place can't look like that.
It no can't way
look like that you know
you're and a if, grown up
exactly exactly. I understand every once in a while you might leave a cup or a plate out and you pick it up the next day and you know it just sits right, there for right, a day. Right. I understand that, but like just full on open containers and things, especially if it's not mine, then I get upset about it. And
yeah,
you know, because then I find myself being the one that does it all.
Here's the thing. There's two, I feel like, schools of thought on this of like housekeeping. You clean as you go, right?
Yeah.
Or you leave it all to the end of the night. And then you got to spend an hour, and then that's when you kind of,
yeah,
get to work. Or exactly. I guess the third school of thought is just like, nah, I'm not doing any of it, which is what happens in this episode.
Absolutely.
I'm yeah. a clean as you go person. I don't want at the end mm-hmm. of the night, a whole mountain of work of like collecting dishes and tidying up. That makes me crazy. I don't want it at the end of the night.
What about you, ZD?
It kind of depends on what I'm doing. I do like, if I'm baking or something that gets messy, I like to clean as I go because otherwise you make mistakes.
Right.
But if I'm just cooking a regular meal and there isn't that much like stuff to clean up, I'll leave it till the end. I'm lucky because Jonathan's very helpful. And he's extremely good at cleaning up. So, I'm lucky that he'll always help me clean up. But I would say, like, I don't know, Hannah, if you'd agree with me, but being a mom, I'm controlling about other things.
Sure.
Like, I like things done a certain way, you know?
Well, I think what's interesting about this episode is what the real kickoff is in the cold open. Right?
Right. With the hutch,
is that
right?
Cece's trying to be spontaneous
oh, that
about
one.
Sex.
Oh, right, right, right. Mm.
Right?
I forgot about
and it's like, and it's making him feel like he's totally out of control and he doesn't know when this thing's going to happen or not. And it's manifesting about other things. It's kind of like in couple, you know, fights where people go like, it's not about the dishes. It was not yeah. about the hutch. Right?
That's right.
He just was trying to figure out this huge thing that was way out of his control. And so then he was like hyper-focusing and getting really angry and it was coming out in different ways. And then he went on a journey. Mm-hmm. And then that's why the full circle moment at the end with Cece, where he was like, I can relinquish this control a little bit and just enjoy the moment. And then
how
does,
do you guys feel about thrift store stuff, by the way?
Thrift store stuff?
Yeah, like the hutch, the typewriters.
I'm all about a good find. I love it.
Me too. Me too. How about you, Lamorne?
Everything.
Oh, right. You don't like old stuff, right? No. You like everything to be new.
No. Every home that I've ever been in, like apartment for the most part, that I've rented, has never been, it's always a new construction. It's always never lived in. Every time I change the toilet seats, all that stuff.
You were like, I like more historic homes and stuff. And you were like, you live in an old home? Ew. You're like, ew, what? You want to live in a home that people have lived in before?
See, people have like, they like, I just feel like the amount of ghosts. I get so creeped out by the idea that, like, when I'm in my own personal space, there's a ghost looking at me like, man, this is my couch. And I can't tell until he does something weird, like move something. You know, and I haven't seen a ghost, but people talk about them and they say they're real. And I'm like, what if they are? They're always watching me, even when I'm in the nude.
You buy new homes because you are concerned that a ghost is watching you.
Yeah.
You're concerned that you have to share a couch with a ghost.
Right. Right. And
you change the toilet seats in case a ghost.
I changed the toilet.
Wants to use the toilet?
No.
That's a different issue.
No. So that's
you
a different,
don't like it.
That's a different issue. So if I'm renting a place, you know, if I'm, you know, renting a place and I always change the toilet seats out.
The seats,
not the whole toilet itself. I changed the seats out. Unless I'm putting in one of those which will pop up in another episode.
You won't use like a bathroom, like in a restaurant or something?
If I have to, but like when I'm at home, you know what I mean? I don't want to have to put a sheet down over those little protective things down in my own home.
But you know there's something like called bleach that can totally clean something.
I get it. But I don't always believe in bleach. You know what I mean? Bleach don't always do the trick. You ever walk into a smelly place and you can smell that bleach was laid on the ground, but it still smells like a...
It's like crime scene.
Butthole? Yeah. You can still smell
it. It's a crime scene flavor. Hospital flavor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we support you.
That's right.
Thank you for your support.
Your fear of sharing couches with ghosts.
Right. So I got to put down one of those like very lovely like Japanese like toilets. I love those. So I just remove them. I remove the old stuff and put in something new. You know, that's my investment.
We're learning you got a lot clean of Schmidt-esque qualities.
Just clean cheeks. I just want clean cheeks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Clean cheeks.
That's the name of your new album?
Yes.
That is your new album.
But that's the thing that people clean know cheeks. About me, though. Everywhere I go, people are always like, yo, you're the guy who has clean cheeks, right? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
That's me.
That's
how did you know?
I'm known for it.
Everybody knows.
That's some headstone stuff.
That's right. Folks, Hannah's birthday is coming up in August, so please send her pictures of clean cheeks.
I cannot with you. I honestly, yeah. You
don't
put this...
ever check your DMs again. This is
never.
It. He's ruined. Oh,
I can't open it again. That's it.
There's an interesting little tidbit on this, really quick. I'm sorry, but there's like this crystals. You know, he's wearing a crystal, which I thought was very interesting because later on we'll find that's been like a Winston thing as well. I'm not sure if you guys remember.
Oh,
later
that's
on,
right.
He has this obsession with crystals, and I thought it was really funny to I don't know if they were selling it early, but when Nick is, you know, pretty much telling Schmidt that his crystal is what do you call it? Rock poop? Is that what he called it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Send us your crystals in this DM.
Send us all your crystals.
What a foreshadowing.
Yeah, for sure.
This episode ends with some of the most vile, dirty talk that I feel like I have ever heard about him trying to knight her and naming his Pernus Hector J. It was one of the most, I get so uncomfortable with things like that. Like, I'm just like, nah, okay, I'm gonna turn the episode off. And he's just, again, it's Max, so he's like over-committing to this crazy dirty talk, which I feel like most of that must have been done in like ADR. And they gave him pages of just crazy yeah. stuff
we would
to
get
say.
Pages of jokes, and a lot of times it was supposed to be one joke, and then they're like, how about you fit all 15?
That's right.
And then it'll become a list of many, many, many.
That's what
that
felt like.
Especially for Schmidt.
And I felt like re-traumatized just watching it. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Too much. Too weird. Too gross. And yeah. the fact that she's anyway, kind of into it is also very weird.
Yeah. It
is. You know what's funny is when I see the love scenes with you and Max, it's like, it feels like weird. It's
very
like watching
weird.
Your friends, you know, and you're like, like if somebody were like, here's a video of your friends in the bedroom, I'd be like, no, thank you.
I also didn't realize how much Cece and Schmidt just like made out the first season.
Yeah.
yeah. Which is a very weird way to dive right into a TV
fantastic.
Show. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where you're just hi, nice to meet you. Okay, so in this episode, you're just going to like jump this guy's bones, which I was like, oh my goodness, can't I just rap?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to our show.
All right, guys, I think it's that time.
It's that time.
It's that time.
Where's the bear?
Where's the bear?
Okay. It's been a hard couple weeks. Because this is the one. Here's the thing. I know. Trust me. You don't think I want the bear? I want the bear. And so I watched it. I watched it slow. I did like a couple pauses, some like peeking around on scenes that had like a lot going on in it. I did not find a bear in this episode. Listeners, did you in the episode of Control, did you find a bear? Because it feels like when I go online then and then I go like, where's the bear in the Control episode is my little cheat to kind of like figure out if anybody else did it. Everyone goes like, it's the picture of the bear on the fridge. And I feel like you just can't keep counting that one. Now,
we're going to have some.
But this episode is written by Brett Baer, which I know Zoe does
that
not count.
That doesn't count. It doesn't count. But I
could
maybe
it be the
this
fact
is
that
part of the Oh, sorry,
Nick,
go ahead.
Nick, no, could it be the fact that Nick and Winston were having a bare hand slap? They were slapping each other with their bare hands?
This is also stretching. Any bear spelled B-A-R-E, does that count? Because they said bear, B-E-A-R, like
that's
a
true.
Bear, the animal. If we're also including Brett Bear's last name and also bare hands and bare bottoms, does that count? Because we need to know the rules. You tell us. Yeah,
I feel like the rules of Where the Bear are very similar to the rules of True American, where we kind of are making them up as we go along to fit what we need to have happen, because it's fun, y'all. It's fun.
Speaking of True American...
American.
Welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. This week, we're playing Betty Crocker's Kids Dessert. We'll each describe the greatest kid snack and you guys can vote for the best version right now on Instagram. Ooh, a vote. Mm. A contest.
You know, my favorite kid snack growing up, and it's not really a kid snack. It is a kid snack, but it's a candy bar. Does that count? It's a candy
bar.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 It was a Snickers candy bar, but I ate it in a very weird way. You know how they would say it's no wrong way to eat a Reese's? And you would think some people have the commercials, but they never had that for Snickers. I would eat the Snickers the long way, like a corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. I would eat the nougat part first.
And you'd nibble your nougat?
I would nibble the nougat. You always got to start with the nougat, okay? fun fact was a snack that I gave Jake Johnson to calm him down when I was riding on his belly. It was a piece of Snickers.
Aww. Like a whole bar, nougat. Like fun size
one,
or what?
One little fun size with a little toothpick
a little
in it.
Fun size. Little.
That's how I would eat it. And my mom would work late. She'd work nights. And I was always the one who would wait up, and she got so mad at me for waiting up for her, because it was school night, and I would always wait up, and she would get home around midnight from work every night, and I would always wait. So for a while she thought I was waiting up because I was a sweetheart. I was waiting up because I was like, did you bring me a Snickers from the store?
Oh, bless.
did you bring me one? And she would always say no, but she always had one. She always go, no, go to bed. And I wake up the next morning, and then she would say, take this to school with you. So that was my snack.
I remember my dad bringing home from work those little red and white striped peppermints. Which I'm sure there was just like a free bowl of them at the reception or whatever. But I just remember him bringing home like a little sweet for me. I remember that too. It was more like the fact that your parents thought about you when they were at work.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Okay. So a Snickers eating like a corn on the cob is your. You toss in your head
favorite
in the candy
kids
ring.
Dessert.
Yeah, favorite kids dessert. That's right.
I'll share mine. I already know it won't win, and people think it's disgusting. Here's what: don't care.
Vegemite.
Is it a dessert or a snack? That's the thing.
It's a snack. Okay.
Okay.
I just remember eating this in Saudi Arabia with my best friend. I just remember us making these, and we thought it was really delicious. Because obviously we couldn't use the stove or anything to make like a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. So we were young, you know, like we're 9 years old. So what we would do was get a piece of bread. It was just like white loaf bread. We'd put mayonnaise on it. Then we would
I'm out, but
you're
okay.
Out. Then we would put then we would put like a Kraft single.
Okay.
And we'd put it in the microwave. To cook it because we thought it would, and it basically burns it, I think, is now in retrospect, I can say was what would really
bread
happen.
Bread doesn't react very well to the microwave.
We did not know these things. So we would put it in and we thought we were making like open faced grilled cheesies and then take it out and the plasticky cheese. Would burn the roof of our mouth, and we thought it was the greatest invention of a snack ever. And our parents let us do it, and that was our delicious snack.
Oh, Jesus.
So far, I think Snickers is going to win this.
Oh, that's
okay,
gross.
So I'm going to put in...
I don't think you can pay me to eat that now, but I ate a lot of that growing up.
I was like... So growing up, we would make this like coffee cake that was a box mix that my dad would make with us on like Saturday mornings. And it was, you would mix the whole thing in a bag and then bake it in a little cardboard container. But it had like cinnamon sugar streusel topping. And it was so good. Yeah, it was just like a regular coffee cake. Like a vanilla cake with a streusel topping.
But was there any coffee in it? Were you young, having coffee?
No, no, no. You know what a coffee cake is not because maybe. Okay. So a coffee cake.
I'm microwaving cheese over here. So right. I don't.
So, yeah. I was like, I feel like if you grow up in the States, maybe it's more of a thing. You call a coffee cake something you eat, like that you would eat with like,
oh, like
coffee
a tea time
or tea
snack
or for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something that has coffee in it.
Contains
it's
coffee.
It's just something that you would have maybe with coffee, but so they call it a coffee cake. Normally like a coffee cake would be like a sort of delectable cake with cinnamon sugar streusel topping. It's like a single layer cake. It's not like a birthday cake. It's like a tea time snack.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Yeah, you could put a little butter on it. Maybe.
Well, I thought for a second I might have like an edge because it was like coffee for kids and then that wouldn't be okay.
And no, there's no coffee in it.
No, just in the name. Now it's just a delicious treat, which sounds great.
Yeah, it's confusing. It doesn't have coffee in it. It's just cinnamony and yummy. So Snickers like eaten sideways.
All right, those are our three contenders.
Cinnamon streusel
for
coffee cake
kids
with no
snacks.
Coffee in it. Or a piece of
bread with mayo
bread
and
with
cheese.
Mayonnaise and American cheese in the microwave.
Yeah, burnt.
burnt. So
those are our three options, folks.
Three options. I feel like it's really only two.
It might win now because of that. I think now it will win.
The Snickers on top of the coffee cake.
So vote on that, folks. We want you guys to vote on your favorite.
We want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, go to the
and maybe we'll find out a lot of people made a grilled cheese in the microwave.
I've done that before, but I don't think I put mayonnaise. I don't think I put it in the microwave. But I don't think I don't think I put mayonnaise on it. Mayonnaise and cheese and bread.
That really threw me off.
That threw me off. And I've done some strange things. Syrup sandwiches is something we also grew up on. but mayonnaise, disgusting. Make sure you guys go to the Welcome to Our Show podcast IG profile and vote. We will have those images up there soon. Vote.
All right. Thanks, guys. This was so fun.
Another great episode all about control.
Yes, indeed it was. Like and subscribe.
Give us 10 stars.
10 stars. 10 stars.
See you guys next time on Welcome to Our Show.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Love ya.
Love you.
Bye.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at Welcome to Our Show Podcast at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.